This is Dan Jones for the Cowan Church of Christ. As we study together today, let us consider God's plan for our salvation. Recently, we noticed a sign outside a church building that suggested we should follow God's GPS, explaining that GPS stood for God's plan of salvation. That is a good thought. The question is, do we really desire and are we willing to follow God's plan as revealed in the Bible? Or do we try to invent our own plan and then claim we are doing what God's Word teaches? What does the Bible say is required for one to be saved? The Bible teaches that we must have faith. Faith means to believe in God to the point of surrendering our will to His. It means to take God at His Word and obey Him, whatever He says in His Word that we must do. Faith is produced by studying and learning God's revealed will, the Scriptures. Remember that faith comes by hearing the Word of God, Romans 10:17. This faith is built upon the foundational truth that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. In John 8:24, Jesus said, "For if ye believe not that I am He, ye shall die in your sins." Again, the necessity of faith is emphasized in Hebrews 11 and verse 6. "But without faith it is impossible to please Him. For he that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him." We should be like the man who said that he would do anything the Lord commanded him to do. Someone said, "What if the Bible told you to jump through a stone wall 5 feet thick?" The man replied, "I would jump, and God would provide the hole." The Bible also teaches us that we must repent. To repent means to change the mind, which then produces a change of life or action. The one who says, "I have repented," and yet continues the same old sinful way of life, has not genuinely repented. Jesus explained repentance very simply in Matthew 21, verses 28 and 29. "But what think ye," Jesus said, "a certain man had two sons. And he came to the first and said, 'Son, go work today in my vineyard.' He answered and said, 'I will not.' But afterward he repented and went." The importance of repentance is taught by the following. In Luke 13 and verse 3, Jesus said, "I tell you nay, but except you repent, ye shall all likewise perish." And in Acts 17 and verse 30, we are told that God commands all men everywhere to repent. Repentance, then, is not just a word, but an essential action of heart and life. We also must confess our faith in Christ. Confession involves verbally acknowledging that Jesus is the Christ. In Romans 10, 9 and 10, Paul wrote, "And that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation." But surely, of course, we understand that our confession does not stop with what we say. For we must show by our lives every day that we believe and are sure that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. And then the Scriptures tell us that we must be baptized. Here is precisely where many depart and disagree with God's Word. Some say, "I just don't see any connection between baptism and salvation." Well, how about this? "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, and he that believeth not shall be damned." That certainly shows a connection between baptism and salvation. Would it be of any interest to you that Jesus is the one who said this? It's found in Mark 16:16. There are many other passages which emphasize this connection between baptism and salvation. Then, having done these things, we are told that we must continue faithfully. In the New Testament, those who obeyed were said to have continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine, fellowship, breaking of bread, and prayers, Acts 2:42. One must be faithful even unto death in order to receive the crown of life, Revelation 2:10. Have you done and are you doing what God says you must do to be saved? If not, friends, why not?